This is Dakota Datebook for March 20th. We are living in an age of information. Facebook, Twitter, email, blogs, all of which can be accessed by a variety of instruments, from an available computer in a library to your own personal smartphones. On this date, in 1924, the Portland Republican reported that the city of Portland, North Dakota, was discovering its own method of instant communication. In an attempt to play radio concerts in Portland's Opera House, the mayor, J.M. Wesley, had one of the finest Western Electric radio receiving sets installed in his store, along with a three-stage loudspeaker. Wesley, along with city engineer Albert Amald, strung a wire from the amplifier approximately 500 feet to the Opera House. After that night's movie, about 10 p.m., they tested it. As the newspaper reported, quote, "The juice was turned on and Mr. Wesley tuned in on the concluding number broadcasted by the Sweeney Automobile School at Kansas City and proved conclusively that the efforts, although not entirely satisfactory, proved that in the future the public may look forward to some good radio service," unquote. Portland had a problem with radio interference, especially in the early part of the evening, due to some generators, namely the large 75-horsepower Type Y Fairbanks Moores engine and the large dynamo in the city power plant. This did cause some problems during the first testing of Mayor Wesley's radio receiver, but once the engine was stopped at 11 p.m., the radio receiver worked exceedingly well, to the delight of radio enthusiasts throughout Portland. The receiver was to be used for all sorts of programming, including, since it was an election year, speeches and the like by the nation's most prominent men in the large cities. And Wesley was already working to assemble another set to pick up radio stations from across the country with the least amount of static. It was a way to spread information and provide recreation in a time when electronic communication was just emerging. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.